This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Hey, everybody, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Coming to you live from the West Coast, Seattle this morning as the Panthers get set to take on the Seattle Kraken, 10 o'clock Eastern Time face-off tonight, 9:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. We will have you covered for this big game between the Panthers and Seattle. Panthers coming off a 5-1 win Thursday over the Vancouver Canucks. Game that they certainly felt they had to have there on the road trip to improve to 1-1-1 on this Western trip. Seattle coming in red hot. They've won their last seven games. They're scoring a lot of goals. Should be a fun one tonight. Just the third time ever that the Panthers and the Seattle Kraken have met. Again, Doug Plagans here with you this morning. I'll be joined throughout the hour to preview tonight's game against Seattle, to look back at the week that was for the Panthers, to look back at Thursday's big win in Vancouver. 5-1 was the final score in that one. Coming up next segment, I'll be joined by the pregame, postgame, intermission host on the Seattle Kraken Audio Network, Mike Benton. He's going to stop by. We're going to preview tonight's game. We'll get the latest on Seattle, a team that the Panthers don't see all that much. Just two matchups per season for the Panthers and Seattle. And hey, the second half of the two-game season series is going to be played at FLA Live Arena on the 11th of this month. So in a span of about 8 days, the Panthers will see Seattle twice, and that's the season series. So they'll get to know them pretty well here over the next week and a little bit. Mike Benton's going to stop by next segment, and we will have you all covered on tonight's game. And then later on in the broadcast from the Panthers TV broadcast on Bally Sports Florida, Randy Muller is going to stop by. So we will chat all things Panthers, talk about the week that was, look back at Thursday's victory, and again, take a little look at tonight's game as well. So lots to cover in relation to tonight's game. The Panthers, of course, in Seattle tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern faceoff, 9:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. If you're tuning in, we will have you covered on 560 WQAM, if you're in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. The NHL app, folks, makes it so easy to listen to every Panthers game on your Panthers app, on your NHL app. You go to the scoreboard feature. There's a drop down at the top where it says listen to today's games. You pick the Panthers logo. It's always going to be our broadcast, so you can find us at the NHL app. Again, they make it so easy to tune in to each and every Panthers game. And if you're a SiriusXM subscriber, on your SiriusXM app and streaming platforms, channel 932 is always the Panthers game, and it's always our broadcast. So you can check there as well, SiriusXM app and streaming channel 932. We're always there. Lots of different ways to tune in to every Panthers game. So we look forward to having you on board tonight. The 9:30 Panthers preview shortly after 10 o'clock. We will drop the puck from Seattle. So the Panthers will be in Seattle tonight, 8 Eastern on Tuesday. The Panthers will play the Winnipeg Jets in Winnipeg. That's going to be game 5 on this 5-game Western road trip. Then the Panthers are back home Thursday at 7:30 at FLA Live Arena. The Panthers will play host to the Detroit Red Wings, a big Atlantic Division matchup. Again, that's Thursday at 7:30 at FLA Live Arena. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And then the Panthers are back on the road a week from today for one game. They'll head on the road to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. It's going to be a 4:30 in the afternoon face-off 1 week from today at Amalie Arena in Tampa. So that's how the road ahead looks for the Panthers coming up here. And then they've got a couple of home games the following week against Columbus and Pittsburgh. So that's what things look like for the schedule coming up. And then also I should say that a week from tomorrow, the Panthers will be home against Seattle for a Sunday 6 o'clock game. Again, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get tickets to all your Panthers home games at FLA Live Arena. And happy holidays, Panthers fans. Time to get into the holiday spirit with our holiday games. Enjoy winter games at specialty prices. Grab a drink at the holiday pop-up bar and get into the festivities. Starting December 15th against Pittsburgh, go to FloridaPanthers.com to secure your spot today and score our holiday hat trick packages and catch all the savings. Get three Panthers games for just $99. Choose from our Victor Hat Trick Package or Stanley Hat Trick Package. Plus, purchase by December 15th and receive complimentary bonus game. Available while supplies last. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/offers. Well, folks, let's get into reviewing Thursday's game. The Panthers were able to rebound from a tough loss Tuesday night in Calgary to get a 5-1 victory, a convincing win over the Vancouver Canucks that was back on Thursday. But pregame, before we even got to the game against Vancouver back on Thursday, a couple things to touch on here. First, Roberto Luongo recently went into the Hockey Hall of Fame, along with the Sedin twins, who, of course, were longtime Vancouver Canucks. Roberto Luongo, longtime Panther, and longtime Vancouver Canuck. They were honored pregame for going into the Hockey Hall of Fame recently, and it was announced that Roberto Luongo is going to go into the Canucks Ring of Honor coming up next season. So here's Roberto Luongo. This was pregame Thursday when he held a media availability in Vancouver, talking about what it meant to be honored that night.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun to come back here every year when the schedule comes out. I always look to see when we play the Canucks, so exciting to be here. Obviously, looking forward to tonight. Had a great weekend with the Twins a few weeks ago, so it was a lot of fun, and just looking forward to being with them again tonight and celebrating a little bit more. It's been nice. It's been nice, you know. When I first retired, I kind of wanted to just, like, step away and not really talk about anything, but now that it's been over 3 years, and just reliving a lot of those memories and going through the steps and the process of, you know, ever since I was a kid all the way up to my last game, it's been nice. It's been fun, and talking about those things with friends and family and people that I've worked with, it's been a great month, to be honest with you.
So Roberto Luongo right there, a longtime Panther, longtime Vancouver Canuck, had such an amazing National Hockey League career. Big congratulations again to him for going into the Hockey Hall of Fame. And that was him pregame talking about being honored there in Vancouver, and he had a chance to address the fans again on the microphone at Center Ice pregame in Vancouver. And Just a great night honoring him and honoring the Sedin twins. And I know the players really enjoyed seeing the ceremony as well. And also pregame on Thursday, had a chance to catch up with Panthers forward Patrick Hornquist. It was his 900th game in the National Hockey League back on Thursday night. This was Patrick Hornquist pregame when I asked him what it meant to be suiting up for game number 900.
I started to get old. But obviously that's... you know, you want to play as many games you can in this league, and it's still, this is my life. I love to be on the ice. I love to compete, and I love to win games. And they have to kick me out of this league, and then I just gonna keep going.
And it seems like the rest of your teammates really feed off that energy you bring. What does it mean when you hear that from the coaches to your teammates? They all seem to really feed off the leadership and just what you bring in that regard, that competitiveness.
No, that means a lot for me. I think I haven't changed since my first game to this 900. It's just the personality I am, and I like to be in the middle of the mix and create energy around me, and this is a big game for us. We need to turn this season around tonight, and we need to come up with a biggest effort of the year, and the group is feeling great, and we can't wait to get going.
An energized, motivated Patrick Hornquist right there, and an excited Patrick Hornquist, as he always is, getting ready for that game on Thursday. That was his 900th game in the National Hockey League. Big congratulations to him for hitting 900 games in the NHL. This was Paul Maurice pregame when I asked him what Patrick Hornquist means to this team and what it means for him to be playing that 900th game.
It's interesting. When we talk about talent, we talk about hands and skills and puck movement. And I always wondered, isn't compete a talent as well, a gift from God that you can outwork everybody? That's 900 the hard way. That is every hit finished, you're never late getting to a puck, battling net front with some big, powerful men for 900 games and a Stanley Cup champion. And just a great leader for our team. You know, he's the guy that never stops talking, that's always pumping tires and barking and getting the energy level up. What's most impressive, I think, is the consistency in his work ethic. Every practice, every day he's on the ice, he's trained himself to go as hard as he possibly can, and it's great for all of our players to witness that.
And it's one of those things that seems like we always see him talking, and I can just imagine what it's like down on the bench. Man. I'm sure everybody doesn't get the full appreciation of the Patrick Hornquist experience in that regard.
He's going, and he's funny as hell, and he's wired right to the... So not everything comes out in straight English. We're not 100% sure what he's saying sometimes. But all joking aside, he's a very bright guy. He picks up all the nuances that are happening in game, you know, because he is, I would say, incredibly present in the game. His mind doesn't wander. He never looks like if he has a bad shift that affects the next one. He's just completely present and in the moment, and because of that, he sees a lot of things happen in the game. So he's always on the bench. He is like an extra coach in terms of what's getting wired on the ice.
Paul Maurice right there, Panthers head coach, talking about Patrick Hornquist playing that 900th game, what it means, or what it meant to hit that number the other day, and just talking about what he means to the team. And you can see it every single shift. Patrick Hornquist just flat out brings it, and it's infectious, and it rubs off on everybody from the players to the coaches I know all of us who watch the games, we can just feel that excitement that he brings each and every shift. And the Panthers certainly lucky and happy to have a guy like Patrick Hornquist on their side. Well, the Panthers would get on the ice. It was a tight one early on, but late in the first period, the Panthers forced Vancouver into some turnovers, and the Panthers would make them pay. Here are the goals, the highlights, as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Huge short pass. Then Luke Shen gave one right away. Mahura in front. Backhand, they score! And it's Tkachuk right out in front. The Panthers capitalize off a turnover, and they take a 1-0 lead with 1:46 to play here in the first period. Near half-boards, Reinhardt walks in. Put down low. Demko the save. Reinhardt keeps it alive. Far circle, Forsling a shot. He scores! Gus Forsling from the left circle. And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead. Two goals here late in the first period. And the Panthers off to the start they wanted to get off to here in Vancouver. The Panthers as Hornquist walks in right circle. Shot to rebound. Eric Staal. The save made. Hornquist follows in. They poke away. Lomberg. And he scores. Ryan Lomberg picking up the loose change. And the Panthers take a 3-0 lead. An onslaught here late in the first period in Vancouver.
Now back and forth with Montour. Tkachuk into the offensive end. Left circle. He'll play it in front, a chance, now Bennett a try, and they score! Sam Bennett set up perfectly by Verhaeghe, and the Panthers have taken a 4-0 lead here in Vancouver. JT Miller poked the puck away, Hoglander over on the far side of the ice, he looks for a passing lane, slips it rink wide, Hughes can't handle it, a chance, Tkachuk in a long pass in front, they score, and it's Sam Bennett, and the Panthers take a 5-1 lead, second in the game for Bennett, that's going to be a third point for Tkachuk, and the Panthers in full control here after another Canucks turnover. And the final seconds tick away. That's it for this one. And the Panthers put an exclamation point on Patrick Hornquist's 900th National Hockey League game. A 5-1 win for the Panthers here this evening in Vancouver. Spencer Knight with 32 saves. Sam Bennett with a couple of goals. Matthew Tkachuk a three-point night. And the Panthers, who took control late in the first period, never looked back. 5-1 the final. Panthers over the Canucks here at Rogers Arena tonight. That's a final.
A convincing win for the Panthers Thursday night in Vancouver. 5-1 was the final score. Here's Panthers coach Paul Maurice post-game on the win.
We seemed to have the right mindset from the start to the finish, and we generated... we had two or three really good chances before we scored, and then you start to worry that Yale's try to force things. And I thought we were in real strong control of what we were trying to do for the whole night. We try to be on the puck as much as we can, and we try to force as many turnovers as we can, and we were pretty good in that department tonight. We have done a vast majority of the things very well. We are still learning, but I'm not a huge analytics guy, but all of them say we're right near the upper third, fifth of the league. We're in pretty good shape. It's important to win without your captain in the lineup. So, yeah, I got lots of faith in these guys and where they're going.
So Panthers coach Paul Maurice, that was post-game on the victory in Vancouver. Matthew Tkachuk led the way for the Panthers with 3 points in that one. A goal, two assists, leads the Panthers 32 points in 22 games on the season. Here's Matthew Tkachuk post-game on the win.
I mean, we've gotten off to pretty good leads in the last few weeks, but I thought we did a great job of not just like holding on to it, but just building off it. And I don't know, guys, everybody stepped up. Like it's awesome when like, three lines can be able to contribute. Well, everybody contributed, but three different lines of scoring after the first just really set up our night. We didn't sit back. We didn't sit on a lead. They had their pushes in the second. They had it in the third, but we did a great job of kind of giving it right back to them in the sense of just playing more in their zone, having more shots, more chances, and yeah, I thought it was a good game.
Matthew Tkachuk right there, and here's the winning goaltender from Thursday night, Spencer Knight. He had 32 saves, picked up his seventh win of the season. Here's what he thought post-game after the victory.
I don't want to say we're due for a game like this because I think we've been doing the right things for a long time, and you know, sometimes games just don't go your way, right? But I think we've been continuously playing well and playing good hockey, and we've had just you know small moments where things would go wrong, but I think that, you know, will serve us good in the long run, and there's a lot of learning to be from those situations, but it does feel good to get a win. You know, I think it's one of those things that it just, you have a lot of, you know, I mean, obviously it's NHL, every team has great players, and, you know, Canucks over there have a lot of high-end skill, and, you know, you knew they were going to make a push regardless, you know, it doesn't matter if you're up by one, two, three, or four, it doesn't really matter, they're going to make a push, and, you know, they have a lot of good talent over there, so, you know, it was fun to play against them.
Spencer Knight, Panthers goaltender, picked up the win the other night. There, his seventh win of the season, 32 saves, and the Panthers got a 5-1 win in Vancouver. So that sets the table for tonight's game, the Panthers in Seattle. Doug Plagans here coming to you live from Seattle. We're on the air at 9:30 with Panthers preview, 10 o'clock. We'll drop the puck tonight from the Emerald City. It's the Panthers and the Seattle Kraken. Joining us later on in the show from the Panthers TV broadcast on Bally Sports Florida, my friend and yours, Red Deer Randy Moeller, is going to stop by. But next segment, we're going to go behind enemy lines and chat with Mike Benton from the Seattle Kraken radio broadcast. He's going to get us caught up on the latest as it pertains to Seattle. We'll preview tonight's matchup. That is straight ahead. Doug Plagans with you. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always. Panthers heading into game four of a five-game Western swing tonight. 10 o'clock Eastern, 9:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. We will get you started, get you prepared for the Panthers and the Seattle Kraken. That's going to be tonight. Panthers will wrap up this trip Tuesday at 8 Eastern against the Winnipeg Jets. Panthers are back home on Thursday at 7:30 against Detroit at FLA Live Arena. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Special guest coming your way here in just a moment to help preview tonight's clash between the Panthers and the red-hot Seattle Kraken. Folks, come celebrate this holiday season with your Florida Panthers. The Panthers' January stocking stuffer pass has come to town. Get access to all six January Panthers home games for just $149 purchased by December 15th to receive a complimentary bonus game available while supplies last. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/offers for more info. And, of course, FloridaPanthers.com, where to go for all your Panthers information. And the Panthers getting set to take on Seattle tonight. So bringing in my friend from the Seattle Kraken Audio Network, Mike Benton, here with us this morning. Mike, thanks very much for stopping by. Great to talk to you. For the listeners out there, Mike and I go back a long time, all the way back to the ECHL days, about 15 years, Mike, if you can believe it. Time's flying by, but I know we're all having fun.
Has it really been 15 years, Doug? My goodness. It was just like yesterday where either it's you and me in the upper perch of Stockton Arena, or it's me racing from my hotel room in Boise, Idaho, just to jump right back into that booth, call a game, and all of a sudden get a pretty good pita about a block down the road. But man, times have changed. Good to be here. Great to see your success as well. Great to be with you.
It's been a lot of fun. Great to talk to you this morning. And a big matchup coming up tonight. Panthers coming off a win, but want to focus on the Seattle Kraken here for a little bit and just take a little bit of a look behind enemy lines. Mike, plain and simple, the Seattle Kraken, they've been on fire lately. What's been leading to the team's success? And we'll talk more about that win back on Thursday, specifically against Washington here in a moment. But just as a whole, what's been the biggest key for Seattle in this run they've been on?
Well, getting right to the point, I think it all began back in free agency signing day one when the Kraken got Andre Burakovsky and got Justin Schultz and got Martin Jones. And Burakovsky so far is coming as advertised. He leads this team right now in scoring entering this evening here. He's continued a pretty scorching pace, had a pair of assists on top of that. When the Kraken knocked off the Washington Capitals 3-2 to the tune of roughly now 10 points last five games. But I love the addition because it gives the Kraken another bona fide offensive slugger, if you will, in this lineup who can shoot the puck, who can also distribute, and gives this team a power play weapon that they really didn't have last year. And I think what was ultimately telling of what he could do was not just this time in Washington playing behind a loaded lineup that won the Stanley Cup about 5 years ago, but also his time with Colorado. He didn't get much power play time playing behind Gabriel Landeskog, playing behind Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen, Nazem Kadri as well. He had to earn his offense the hard way, 20-goal barriers. So the thinking was give him more ice time. Those numbers are going to shoot up, and they have so far. He has been fantastic so far in this role for the Kraken, playing on the top line alongside Jaden Schwartz on the left wing and Alex Wedenberg most recently, Burakovsky playing the right wing for the last few games. And so far, 25 points in 23 games. He's been great. Justin Schultz, neck and neck right now with Vince Dunn as far as a leader defensively in scoring, 16 points in 23 games. He's found a new beginning of sorts with his production. But on top of that, I think the signing of Martin Jones has blown everybody away just based on expectations. Coming in, you were thinking that Philip Grubauer could expectedly play about 50-55 games, if not more, here for the Kraken this season with Chris Drieger out long-term with his ACL surgery. Jones coming coming in, they would hope could fill the gaps. Well, all of a sudden, Grubauer gets hurt in late October, and it's now sink or swim for the Kraken, their goaltending position, and Martin Jones on top of that. And Jones passed that test with flying colors, had one of the best marks, save percentage-wise, over the course of this last month. And from what we saw, took a dip back into the pool of the Fountain of Youth and took a pretty big gulp of water on top of that. So he's been a revelation for this team. It kind of frightens me to think where they would be right now without Martin Jones. And it's also helped push Philip Grubauer and his numbers as he's healthy back in the right direction.
Mike Benton from Seattle Kraken Radio joining us here this morning on the Panthers Insider Show, talking about tonight's matchup, taking a look behind enemy lines, getting a little bit deeper look at the opponent, the Seattle Kraken, a team the Panthers don't see all that much, just twice per season. 10 o'clock Eastern is the faceoff tonight, 9:30. We've got you covered with Panthers preview across the radio network, Miami-Dade and Broward Counties, 560 WQAM. Your place to listen, 12:30 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. The NHL app, the SiriusXM app, channel 932. So many different places to tune in to tonight's contest. And again, the Panthers and the Kraken tonight. And it's been the red-hot Seattle Kraken. They are chasing down Vegas right now, trying to chase down Vegas atop the Pacific Division. Mike, just looking back, I know the Kraken rather played back on Thursday night against Washington, but the game before that got a lot of headlines. I don't know that you've ever seen a 9-8 game. Seattle came out on top, but I guess just that's an aberration. I know folks don't want to see that every single day, but when you come out on top, you'll take the 2 points. What was running through your mind as you went through that Kraken Kings game back on Tuesday?
The thought that was going through my mind was the last time I saw a game like this was when I popped the VHS tape back in about 20 years ago and watched a game from the 1980s. It was absolutely bonkers. I'm back in studio at our flagship network central with Nick Olchick, and we're just getting loopy, not just when it's 8-8, but when it's getting to be about 6-5 and the game isn't even halfway old at that point. And you're thinking, never mind, you know, a routine save. If one of these goaltenders can get just one, that it's going to completely change the dynamic of this game. The crazy thing is, with Martin Jones having a get by him. You know, he had kind of the honor, if you will, of being the first goalie since Mike Vernon in 1991 to allow 8 goals and win a game. Not a night that he's going to call a work of art, but still, he found a way to survive. But you can't fault him for a lot of the goals that just got by. The Kraken refers to admit that they were trading chances. It was really one of the most sloppiest games I ever saw, and a team that, for as much offense as they produced at a franchise record pace, there was a little bit of guilt in how they handled that game defensively. The reasons why they tightened this thing up on Thursday in that overtime win against the Washington Capitals. But if there was one thing it told me, aside from the fact that, my goodness, offense still sells in this game, and there were people who had never been talking about the Kraken, who were doing so on Twitter and talking about this game on Twitter, was the fact that the Kraken had shed their expansion season skin of a team that is limited to just winning 3-2 and 2-1 games. They can score offense by the boatload, and it's not so much that they have, you know, a line of, you know, top-end heavy hitters. They have guys who can produce, and I should also go back and mention, besides free agency, Matty Beniers is having an amazing season right now as a 20-year-old rookie. But for a game like that, when you can give them chances, there is now one thing that they lacked a lot last season, and that was execution. They proved it. Beniers, Burakovsky, Jordan Eberle getting assists for the boatload on top of that. This is a team that is comfortable in their own skin and helping generate offense. I think what we learned, of course, is that they don't want to get into a track meet. Dave Hakstol talks about a team that can defend as a unit of 5. And once they break out of their own zone, they can then force the issue and force the pace in the transition game when the chances are there. But we often learn that, of course, you can't win 9-8 games night after night in this league. It is not 1985 anymore. And the Kraken, after a chaotic win, a thrilling win, rewarding win, were able to tighten that up against the Capitals back on Thursday.
Yeah, they picked up that win. But it's important for anybody to win games a lot of different ways. So Panthers gearing up for Seattle tonight. Mike, from the Seattle perspective, what would you say their biggest key is tonight going up against this Panthers team that's coming off a convincing win from Thursday night?
You know, I look at this and think, can they do more of the same as far as what they had against the Capitals? And not so much in period one, where their mission from the get-go was to tighten up defensively, keep the middle of the ice clean. And they pretty much did that. They only had, you know, a combined with the Capitals 2 shots on net in the first roughly half of the game. Now, one goal that got by Philip Grubauer, he'd love to maybe have back to Martin Ferravari. But after that, he completely shut the door and was a big reason why the Kraken had a chance in the first place. He had a remarkable save on Alex Ovechkin one time at that office, left circle in the second period. A minute later, after the Kraken killed a penalty in that same sequence, they got on the board with Jaden Schwartz, and then Grubauer had a 10-bell save late in the second period on Evgeny Kuznetsov. So I think for a team that understood how to keep things tidy, keep things clean, keep things hygienic defensively back in their own zone, it then fed the way that they want to play and take their chances in the transition game, but also be comfortable playing down low and playing simple and smart hockey. So I would look for more of late second period, third period as well, with those habits that can make a big impact against a Florida team that had a pretty good game against the Vancouver Canucks. But on top of that, if the Kraken can see Philip Grubauer, we don't know who's going to start yet, but it wouldn't shock me to see him get the start. Can he deliver again from a game that he needed on Thursday? Or if it's Martin Jones, can he find a way to once again get into a rhythm like he's shown late October and November and help the Kraken keep things tight back in their own zone? But not only that, but also get the first goal of the game. They've been remarkable with just one regulation loss when they score the first goal of the game this season. Getting the crowd on their side in the building that is very, very loud in Seattle is going to work to their advantage.
Yeah, it is wild when you look across the league in a league that is almost designed for teams to be able to come back, and we know across the league that no lead is safe anymore, but every team seems to have so much success when they do get that first goal in a game. Mike Benton, Seattle Kraken Radio, we thank you very much for being on board with us. And you can always hear Mike doing great work across the Seattle Kraken Audio Network each and every Kraken broadcast. So, again, big thanks, Mike Benton, for stopping by. Sir, we will see you out at the rink later on tonight.
Can't wait, just like old times. Thanks, Doug.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. It's the Panthers and the Kraken tonight, 10 Eastern, 9:30. Panthers preview across the radio network. Panthers fans, Student Rush is back for this season. Students, come party with your Panthers once again. Enjoy exclusive pricing for select games, floridapanthers.com/studentrush. That's where to go for game dates and more information. We've got more of the Panthers Insider Show coming up on the other side of the break. Big thanks to Mike Benton in Seattle for joining us there. From the Panthers TV broadcast on Bally Sports Florida, our friend Red Deer Randy Moeller coming up on the other side of the break to help us look even further at tonight's matchup and look back at the week that was. Talking all things Panthers straight ahead. Doug Plagans here with the Red Deer Randy Moeller joins us next. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you. Special guest coming your way here shortly. Had a chance to chat all things Seattle Kraken last segment, previewing tonight's game, the Panthers and the Kraken meeting for the third time ever, first time this season. So a big matchup tonight, game four, this five-game road trip for the Panthers. It'll be a 10 o'clock Eastern time start, 9:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. So we certainly invite you to tune in for that one, 560 WQAM, Miami-Dade and Broward County. 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, the NHL app, the SiriusXM app, all the different places you can tune in for Panthers hockey tonight. And then the Panthers will be in Winnipeg, 8 Eastern on Tuesday, and then they'll be back at home against the Detroit Red Wings, 7:30 on Thursday. Get your tickets at floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com, or by calling the friendly folks over at 954-835-PUCK. Well, Doug Plagans here with you this morning, joined by, from the Panthers television broadcast on Bally Sports Florida, Red Deer Randy Moeller here with us. Randy, thanks for stopping by. How are you enjoying the West Coast here on this trip?
Well, it started off very cold. The weather-wise has not been very accommodating, especially in the province of Alberta. It was a little cool, and they had snow in Vancouver. And, you know, you wake up this morning and here in Seattle on game day, and it's still cool. It's hockey weather. It's been fun. You get a lot of sightseeing done. The Panthers have had a couple of days off now in between games. In Vancouver, a day off. Yesterday in Seattle, had a day off. So able to explore. That's so one of the great things I love about broadcasting and being with the team and being in the NHL is you get to go to these different cities and be able to maybe taste a little bit of the cuisine and walk around and see some of the sights.
And that's what we've been doing. And the Panthers, well, they enjoyed their trip to Vancouver, of course. The trip to Alberta, they didn't get the results that they wanted, but they were able to rebound in a big way against the Canucks on Thursday night. And a 5-1 victory, it was convincing. The Canucks got into turnover trouble early, and you can't do that against this Panthers team. They made them pay, and it was really never in question after that big finish to the first period the Panthers had.
Yeah, there was a lot of contributors to the win. It started with Spencer Knight. He had some great saves. It wasn't under delusions like he was in Edmonton his last start, but he was strong, he was steady, and he gave the Panthers a good backbone to get that win. But I thought that that Bennett line was outstanding on Thursday night. They were just dominant from the puck drop and from the very first period. They combined for three goals. They had 6 points combined. There was Bennett, Verhaeghe, and Tkachuk. That's the Panthers' number one line, and they've got to carry it without Barkov. This team has to rely on a number one line in order to drive the offense, and that Bennett line, they were +7. They had 11 shots on goal, and Tkachuk with a 3-point night with a goal and two assists. That's his 11th multi-point game of the season. And you know what, Doug? There's only been five games that he has played as a Florida Panther where he's been kept off the score sheet. You talk about the consistency of this player and how dominant that he can be out there. And I think the highest compliment about Matthew Tkachuk, head coach Paul Maurice says, you know what? Since the start of the season, I put him on a number of different lines. and all he does is make that line better, and his production does not drop off. He's a game changer. He's tough to handle physically. And Thursday night in Vancouver, although the Canucks are having their problems and they're not the most talented team in the league, but they were really exposed because of that Bennett, Verhaeghe, Tkachuk line.
And we talk a lot about Matthew Tkachuk, and Paul Maurice has said, you know, what he's gotten an appreciation for was, well, in addition to just what kind of guy he is off the ice, he's just a pleasure to have around. Yeah. But at the same time, he's mentioned that the hands that he possesses are all world around the net. And when you get to see those now every day and get to see him in practice, that's something maybe we didn't know about before. Maybe something else is that, sort of what you said, he's going to produce no matter who you put him with, what kind of line he's on, what kind of game the Panthers are involved in that night. His game translates to whatever kind of game you want to play, whatever kind of game he's playing with his line. He's incredibly versatile.
Yeah, and he plays with that urgency every shift, and that's what the Panthers need consistently from all their players, is to be go out there, recognize what type of game it is. And you mentioned about Tkachuk making those plays in tight with those hands. He goes to the net. He's a physical presence. He gets underneath the opposition skin. And one of the big reasons why, you look at the wins that the Panthers have had this season, and Matthew Tkachuk has been either their best player or number two every game. And it's great to see, and to see him on a daily basis, how he competes every shift is really something that the Panthers, I know their fans are loving it. You know, you take a look at Tkachuk's numbers. Now he's got 11 multi-point games, another three-point game on Thursday night in Vancouver. He's got 6 goals, 13 points in the last 9 games. And he just continues to produce. I like that line. And with Barkov out, the Panthers are going to have to rely. Bennett was strong up the middle on that, carrying the puck. Of course, Verhaeghe, he's zipping around and that. And then, Doug, the fourth line, the stall line as well, were very productive. They had a goal, 3 points. They had, 7 shots on goal? And we're talking about Stahl with Lomberg on the one side and Patrick Hornquist on the other. They were forechecking all night long. That needs to continue tonight, because the Seattle Kraken, if you put the force on them and get the forecheck going, their defense are going to cough up the puck. They're going to cause turnovers, and that Panthers will take advantage.
Red Deer Randy Muller here with us this morning on the Panthers Insider Show. It's the Panthers and the Seattle Kraken tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. And the Panthers way out west, and their second trip way out west this season. They knocked out the California Swing already. Western Canada is close to being in the books. They're in Seattle tonight. They'll obviously have the Jets coming up on Tuesday. So important to get these games out of the way here tonight. And, of course, we'll hear from Paul Maurice coming up at the morning skate a little bit later on here this morning. Or I should say, if you're tuned in, trying to get my time zone straight, if you're out east, it might be the afternoon by the time you get word of what went on at the Panthers morning skate. So, again, we'll try and get more info on Alexander Barkov as today goes on. So it's kind of a wait-and-see approach there, but it's been pretty impressive to see collectively how the Panthers as a group have been able to deal with some tough matchups in his absence.
Yeah, and another guy that's kind of caught my eye is Etu Luostarinen.
Yeah.
On Thursday night, he played a career high. He was over 20 minutes in that hockey game. I thought he was very effective with his line, and that's what sports is all about. We see it in every sport. When teams lose their maybe a star player or two, it's an opportunity for the other players to step up, the next man up, and it's up to you. You're going to get the ice time, the responsibility. And that game in Vancouver, Luostarinen, and I thought was a really good penalty killing and 5-on-5 battling for pucks. I know the coaching staff have to be very pleased with his play.
So you mentioned the Seattle Kraken a little bit here, Randy, and this is a market where there's been hockey in this market throughout history over the course of the last century in different versions quite a bit, but it seems like the folks here have really taken to the Seattle Kraken, and as they take to all their sports teams here in Seattle and the Pacific Northwest. But this team's played great lately, and when you look at it on paper, it's a team without superstars. You and I were talking about that, but they have a lot of guys with experience, a lot of guys with a lot of pride in their game, and it seems to be translating to wins right now for this team.
I think it comes down with a team like Seattle, and they're in their second year of existence. Last year, They just didn't get off to the start that they wanted to. They had some key injuries to some of their key players.
They looked a little like an expansion team.
Yes, they did. And then, you know, obviously all the comparisons are to Vegas from a number of years ago, and they've set the bar pretty high. But this team is very structurally sound, and their coaching staff and management have said if they stay within their system, they're going to be effective. Well, they certainly have. They're surprised everybody. And, you know, with the points, what are they, 8-1-1 going into tonight's game and in their last 10? That's very impressive. And they've gone on some tough road trips so far. And it's become the Climate Pledge Arena has become a little bit of an intimidation for teams coming in there. Last year, the Kraken struggled on home ice to really find some winning streaks and that. But this year, they have been dominant. And the Panthers tonight are going to have to be ready. This is a hardworking team. As you mentioned, no superstars, but they're out there playing for a reason. And they got a lot of pride in that locker room.
Red Deer, Randy Moeller here with us from Bally Sports Florida, talking all things Panthers. Panthers and the Seattle Kraken tonight, 10 o'clock. Randy, looking across the rest of the league, now that we are into the month of December, hard to believe that time's flying by the way it is, but is there anything going on across the rest of the league that has maybe captured your attention as you follow it day to day? I know for a lot of folks, just the tightness of everything, how closely compact the standings are, and I think that could continue throughout the year, maybe not to the extent that it is right now, but I think we're going to have a lot of pretty compelling playoff races when we get into the late stages of the season. We've got Alex Ovechkin in his pursuit of 800 goals, and eventually going to pass Gordie Howe likely here before too long. What else has caught your attention here as we've gone through the first couple of months of the NHL season?
Well, obviously the start that the Boston Bruins and the New Jersey Devils are gotten. And, you know, I don't think it is any surprise, but I think it just shows that there's a lot of parity in the NHL. Teams can win, teams can lose on any given night. It's just how you're executing the systems, how your star players are impacting the game. And for this season, I mean, a little surprised at the struggles of the Rangers. Although I think they won their last game, but there's the struggles that they're having in goal. The Seattle Kraken are a surprise as well, how well they're doing. But I agree with what you're saying. Again, fans, if you're going to have any fingernails, they're going to be gone, because the last week of the regular season, there could be up to six playoff spots up for grabs, and 12 teams going after those six spots. That's what makes it fun, but it is a little bit anxious for the fans. The Panthers, I'm a little surprised that they couldn't get off on the offensive prowess that they displayed last year at the first part, but now they seem to be coming, and hopefully when they get Barkov back, and then Anthony Duclair, we're hearing maybe the end of December, gets back in lineup, and this team is 100% healthy. I think that's what I'm excited about as well. There's a lot of games left. We're through the quarter post of the regular season. See if the Panthers now can get a bit on a roll and really solidify a playoff spot when they hit, you know, January 1st.
Randy Moeller here with us on the Panthers Insider Show. Last thing we'll leave you with here, Randy. The biggest key tonight for the Panthers out of the gate on the road here in Seattle.
Well, they got to get the production off that top line again. Bennett, Verhaeghe, and Tkachuk. They were so dominant in Vancouver the other night. They have to drive the offense, puck possession. And I thought the Panthers were a lot more better in the face-off dot and the puck possession. And if they do that, if they've got the puck, that's then you just force the other team to chase the puck. And the Panthers don't want to play that type of game.
And, of course, like we said, Panthers captain Alexander Barkov, we'll wait and see there. We'll have some information perhaps coming up in just a little bit here when the Panthers are on the ice in Seattle for the morning skate. And we eventually hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice afterwards. So, again, follow along at FLA Panthers on Twitter, FloridaPanthers.com. Jameson Olive will have all that info for you as we get more information there. So stay tuned for that, with Panthers captain Alexander Barkov. So, again, the Panthers and Seattle tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern. That brings us up to the end of the program. Randy Moeller, thank you very much for stopping by. You can find Randy and the whole crew tonight at 9:30 pregame, 10 o'clock. They'll be on the air television coverage of tonight's game on Bally Sports Florida, as always. So be sure to check that out. But in the meantime, folks, again, Panthers morning skate in Seattle coming up here in just a little bit. Follow along, FloridaPanthers.com, for all the the information. Thanks to Randy Moeller. Thanks to Mike Benton for stopping by last segment. Folks, this is the Panthers Insider Show. I'm Doug Plagans, and you're tuned into the Florida Panthers Radio Network.